Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Iowa Ed Chat mini podcast of the week. We will recap the conversation around gaining traction in the inconsistency of the 2019 polar vortex and hopefully leave you with a few reflective thoughts. This is Dan Butler, and I will be joined by Andrea Townsley and Nick Duffy as we recap the weekly Iowa educational chat hosted on Twitter. We will point you in the direction of tonight's Twitter chat archive to continue the conversation and reflection throughout the week. You can find that archive capturing all of the tweets, resources, and ideas at tinyurl.com/IAEdChat. So here's the deal. Most of us in the great state of Iowa have missed double-digit days of school in the past 4 weeks or so. We have had the grand buffet of winter weather, including large amounts of snow, ice, brisk winds, drifting snow, unbelievably cold weather, and just about anything else you can name. It has been challenging, to say the least, with all of the delays, early dismissals, and cancellations. Our contact time with students has been seriously threatened. The great news is that we had an excellent conversation with our Twitter followers about how they are making the most of these difficult circumstances. We are grateful for all of our participants and the ideas that were shared tonight on Twitter. We hope that you will find useful information from tonight's podcast. And at this time, I'm going to pass things over to Andrea Townsley.
Thanks, Dan. I'm going to jump right into question six, where we asked, aside from lost instructional time, what else is impacted by inconsistency? And the responses dictated that there really are additional important aspects being missed with so many weather days imposing on our instructional time. Don Cruz says the system loses any momentum gained in taking actionable steps forward. Students lack resources that the school usually provides and just routines in general. Allison Crable says sleep schedules, food, breakfast and lunch for some, social interactions with peers and adults. Michael Abrerson says for some students, school might be the most consistent environment they have. The lost instructional days could affect some students' sense of safety if they don't know what to expect later. Jim Wickman says behaviors, especially for those in need of consistency, the most, mental health of students and adults get knocked off kilter as well. So really, all in all, it's more than just instructional time being missed. System momentum, behaviors, access to food, social relationships, schedules, routine, all of that inconsistency happens when we lose out on instructional time. So I'm going to go ahead and send it over to Nick to hear his thoughts on tonight's chat.
Thanks, Andrea. For question five, we asked, how might technology be leveraged to counteract inconsistency or missed school days? What are the advantages or disadvantages to this approach? Maria said, I think now more than ever, instruction needs to be very intentional and differentiated to meet the needs of learners. Technology can be used to have a variety of lessons that kids can use in small groups and help differentiation. Allison shared, I love being able to send videos and messages to my students via Class Dojo on no school days. Students often send me things back they are doing or completing the challenges I send them. Another way to still feel connected. Dave said, many educators are not trained to leverage the online learning environment. It's not the same as face-to-face learning environment, and moves that work face-to-face may or may not translate well online. And finally, Dawn shared with us, technology provides an avenue for learning, even if we aren't in the same place with the same four walls. We have to begin to rethink what school looks like with the opportunities available. This looks different for different ages of kids and isn't perfect. Well, while issues like access and facilitating online learning are real and have to be addressed for it to be seamless and meaningful, many Iowa Ed Chatters shared tools that are already being used, Seesaw, Class Dojo, Google, among other LMS tools. Opportunities are out there, and it's about being creative to keep learning consistent. Now over to Dan to wrap things up.
Thank you very much, Andrea, Nick, and company for your thoughts, your reflections, and your takeaways. Question 3 stated, missed time now likely means a longer school year. How do you plan to keep learning meaningful when the urge to check out creeps in during May or June? DM Valeris kicked things off with this tweet. Real, relevant, relatable lessons may mean giving up some teacher control to dialogue with students about what they want or need. If you empower students to share their passions, lessons become more creative and imaginative and give students opportunity to lead their learning. Wise thoughts there to kick us off. John Huebner followed up with this. I can remember some snow years in the past when we missed a similar number of days, and for me, it worked to keep the established routines the same. I felt that as soon as I stepped away from the norm, then student behavior and expectations lowered as well. Couldn't agree with you more there, John. Routine is certainly a good thing. So here's my take on this one. I think we must continue to create meaningful experiences for our students and our staff members. Our kids are going to check out when the adults around them check out. It's an added challenge perhaps this year with all that we have had. I do know this, if we vocalize our issues with the challenge of going late into the school year, we are absolutely dead in the water. I want to thank you for tuning in this evening and following our podcast. We really appreciate your engagement. Please visit tinyurl.com/IAEdChat to find all of our past archives, live shows, podcasts, and contact information. Our website is loaded with resources, and please do not hesitate to contact us about topics you would like to discuss on Iowa Ed Chat. You can subscribe to this podcast on a number of platforms, including Spotify, Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, and the Google Play Market. While you subscribe, give us a rating. Check us out. Let us know what you think of our shows. We would love to hear your feedback. We are going to be back next week with a special live show. Stay tuned and follow our hashtag to get the updates on how to access this show. And until that time, be the change. Good night, everyone.